Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with President-elect of NCBA, Kevin Kester. Back with Kevin in just a moment. Charles C. Plummer of Dow AgriScience is joining us today. Charles C., tell me how growers can incorporate Culex herbicide into their weed management plan.
Well, for broadleaf weed control, Culex herbicide fits as the core of a weed management program in wheat. It provides the grower with advanced, broad-spectrum control of troublesome weed species, such as mirestel, henbit, and mustards. Culex allows for application flexibility, so growers can customize their plans to fit their specific needs and challenges. You can apply Culex in the fall or in the spring because it has a big application window from two-leaf to flagleaf emergence stage. In addition, Culex herbicide is now labeled for a pre-seed application. Culex is tank mix compatible with other herbicides, fungicides, and insecticides, and you can run the product with 100% UAN liquid fertilizer. If needed, a producer can tank mix Culex with a residual herbicide for added soil activity or run it with PowerFlex HL to achieve grass and broadleaf weed control.
And you can learn more by visiting FlexibleWeedControl.com. At the just-concluded American Farm Bureau Annual Convention in Nashville, caught up with quite a few agriculture leaders beyond the AFBF, including President-elect of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Kevin Kester, a cattle producer from the state of California. We talked about some of the key issues on his mind as he gets ready for their annual meeting later this month in Phoenix.
Yeah, two big things. We got the tax reform package passed and signed into law, and so there's a bunch of good stuff that's in that package for taxes that help the cattle and beef industry in particular. So we have a state tax and general exemptions doubled. It's only for 8 years, but we'll take it. And then we have a whole bunch of trade stuff going on that we have to keep our eyes on. The NAFTA modernization and negotiations, and now we have the South Korean free trade agreement. There's the renegotiations starting on it. We have the need to start a bilateral talks with Japan, for instance, for beef access and improvement into Japan. And then we also have stuff going on in the European Union. So trade is and taxes are our two big things that we're kind of looking at right now.
Circle back around to the taxes and the estate tax increase as far as the exemption. I know that, you know, we've had that type of a thing before several years back where it did sunset. I guess the worry is that if we don't get working on it right away, we might lose it again.
That's absolutely true, Ron. So we're going to be working on in Washington, D.C., clean up what we're calling the cleanup tax bills to address those kinds of things. We're going to be working on it in follow-up bills in Congress this year and next year and see if we can make some more improvements.
As you get around the country and talk with a lot of cattle producers, what's the mood of the ship right now?
The mood of the ship is surprisingly very optimistic. All of last year, prices stayed stronger, demand stayed stronger domestically, and our export markets increased, which led to our overall prices sustaining a little better than people were anticipating. So we do have to be cognizant of increasing protein competition, poultry and hogs, and then our own beef market. We're going to have more beef coming on the market here in the U.S. in 2018. So we'll have to watch and see what the prices are. But for right now, everybody's in a pretty happy mood.
Of course, you alluded to those trade deals. Those are key for your beef exports, which have been really phenomenal. 16 was okay. 17 was great.
They are. And I expect 18 will even make more improvements, especially if we can get those business-to-business relationships to China, start getting those in place more. And because that's long-term, the Chinese market is just, it's unbelievable. I was over there this past year and saw their economy, and our potential for China, for U.S. beef, is just unbelievable.
What are you expecting? What are you hoping to see done in Phoenix at your annual meeting?
Well, number one, for everybody that comes down, we want to have a lot of fun. Get to renew old acquaintances and new acquaintances and socialize. At the same time, we also have a business part of our meeting. So we're going to be looking at readjusting policies for our main business meeting at summer conference in 2018. But we'll take care of a few of that. But there's just the usual kind of catch-up things for policy issues, nothing major that I've seen yet.
President-elect of the National Cattlemen, Kevin Kester. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.